Recorded on the 8th of November 1990 in North Sydney, Australia.
Angagyana timirandasya gyananjana salakaya chakyur militam jena tasme sri gurubinam sri chaitanya manavisham tapitam jena putam swayam rupa padamayam dadati so pradandi Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Rupa Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnamasya Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sataitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Sri Visakha Nidanscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका राधाकांतो नमस्तु तत्त्वकंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभवान् सुतेदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुवेश्यो कृपा सिंधु वेवस्व Padidanam Pavanipu Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Taitanaya Gaura Kvishi Jaddaitam Brahma Panishadi Tadapyasya Tanubha Jatmantar Jami Purushaiti Asyansa Vibhava Sarishwarjya Purna Jaya Bhagavan Saswayamayam Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattam Paramiya Radha Krishna Pranayavit Ladini Shakti Rasma Dekatmana Vapi Bhupipura Deha Bhedanga Tautau Chaitanya Khyang Prakata Madhuna Tattayam Chaitya Matam Radha Bhava Dviti Shivalitam Krishna Swarupam Chiradadatam Nijagupta Vitam So Premanam Amrutam Atyudharo Apamaram Jovita Dara Gaura Krishna Staman Prapaddi Gaura Satcharita Amrutam Amrutanidhi Gauram Sadevastuve Gaurena Pratitam Rahasya Vajam Gauraya Saravangadi Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavadatau Sankirtane Kapitaro Kamalayatakhyau Vishwambharau Dijavarau Jugadharma Palau Bande Jagat Priyakarau Karunavatarau Anarpita Charinchinath Karunayavatinna Kalau Samarpaita Munnata Jalarasa Sobhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hudaya Kandari Suratuna Sachinandana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adyaita Gadana Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya हिमापतिभ्यो छविसुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रसप्रदाय चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचंद्राय नमः श्रीमन् चैत्र महाप्रभु इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम कृष्ण बट He came as a devotee, though he is Krishna himself, but he came as a devotee. Practically, he demonstrated how we, the conditioned souls, can completely surrender unto Krishna, surrender unto Krishna. Krishna came 5,000 years ago in his swarup, in his own rup form. And in battlefield, of Kurukshetra, he gave this message of Bhagavad Gita, instructed Arjuna. But through Arjuna, he instructed to one and all, the whole humanity. Because he is Srudam Sarabhutanam, he is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities, Krishna. He has said that in Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, concluding verse, 29th verse, he has said, Srudam Sarabhutanam, I am the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He loves us very much. We, conditioned souls, have forgotten Him. And I have not developed love for Him. Still, He loves us. He never desires us. He is always with us. He is a super soul with you in your heart. He is so well-wishing friend of ours, and He makes all arrangements how we can get real peace, happiness, pleasure, real, eternal pleasure, not temporary. Temporary pleasure is not pleasure at all, especially in this material world. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said, Dukkhalayam asaswatam. This Dukkhalayam asaswatam. This material world is asaswata, temporary, and filled with misery. This material world is also known as illusory world, maiko jagat. Illusory world. The manifestation, the illusory energy, maya shakti, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya shakti is illusory world. In illusory world, everything you find, that maya, in other words, you may say, that Maya makes sat as asat and asat as sat, real as unreal and unreal as real. That's Maya. That's Maya. And you have been captured by Maya, enchanted by Maya, conditioned by Maya. So Maya is giving you misery. Maya is giving you misery. Maya gives losses to you. Severe losses, more severe losses, more severe losses. Until you have not turned your face towards her master Krishna, she'll never cease less imputing losses on you. This Maya's losses. In that respect also say, Maya is doing very nice job. My Guru Maharaj says, revered Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada says, Maya is doing a thankless job, isn't it? Isn't it? It's thankless, very good. By giving you losses, it's doing good to us, isn't it? By giving you losses, it does good to us, isn't it? Will you admit it? Or you cannot admit it. They're giving losses. She's doing good to us. Good to you. Isn't it? No, you can't appreciate it. If Maya will pat your back, oh, Maya is doing the nice thing. She's patting my back. Maya is enchanting, assuming a very beautiful form of a maiden, glancing at you. Twinkling, holding a very nice flower garland, you gentlemen, please come. Come, come. I'll put this flower, nice flower garland on you. Enjoy me, enjoy me, enjoy me. You see? But Krishna has well-wishing friend, Shrudan Sarabhutanam, he says, Jehi sansparsa bhoga dukkha jona yayevati Adyantavanta kaunteya nate suramate buddha. Krishna has said this thing. Jehi sansparsa bhoga dukkha jona yayevati Adyantavanta kaunteya nate suramate buddha. This bhoga means enjoyment, the material enjoyment that you have by the touch of your material senses, that you have through your material senses. You understand? Dukkha jonaya is the source of unlimited misery. Source of unlimited misery. Do you understand? Krishna says, as well-wishing friend. But you say, oh, Maya is enchanting me. Maya is calling me to give me enjoyment, 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 enjoyment of misery. Krishna, as well-wishing friend, says, Dukkha jona yayevati. The source of unlimited misery. Adyantavanta kaunteya nati suramate buddha. It is adyantavanta. It has its beginning and end. In other words, it is temporary. Do you understand? It's temporary. All the arrangements here in this material world are temporary. It has its beginning and end. So, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that this material world is asāsvatam. It's temporary, isn't it? Annihilation, complete annihilation, devastation, pralaya, we say. Will come and everything will be finished. But everybody here wants to live eternally. Eternally. Nobody wants to live this. No, I shall live it eternally. But this place is not eternal. It's temporary. How can you live eternally? Eternal world is there. The spiritual world is eternal world. That's your home. My Guru Maharaj, revered Guru Maharaj, emphatically says, repeatedly says, Go back home. Back home. Oh, go back home? Who is the home? I am in the home. No, no, no. You are not in the home. Go back home. Back. You are not in the home. My Guru Maharaj is a Mahajan, Mahajan, Paramahansa Sadhu. You understand? It's Paramahansa Sadhu, Mahajan. Mahanta Sobhavo Yehi Tarite Pamar. Nijo kajya nahi tabu jaun tar ghara. This is the nature of Mahatma. This is the nature of Mahajana. You understand? Tarite Pamor. He comes here to deliver these conditioned souls, those who are suffering, 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 getting the losses, losses, more severe losses, more severe losses from Maya. Suffering, 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 suffering from birth, death, old age and disease, to deliver them. Out of causeless mercy, he descends here, that Mahatma, that Mahajana, that Sadhu. He comes from the abode of Krishna. It's very intimate, very confidential, intimate associate of Krishna. As Krishna is Sruhudam, Krishna is your only well-wishing friend. He is dear devotee, intimate associate. Mahajana, Mahatma also your well-wishing friend. Nobody is your well-wishing friend here in this material world. So, Abhyantabhanta Kauntaya Natesu Ramate Buddha. This Buddha means learned persons, wise persons, these Mahatmas. Mahajanas, they are never attracted at any time towards this material enjoyment, towards Maya. They are never attracted. Maya cannot attract them. No, no, no. You understand? Conditioned souls are attracted here towards Maya. One thing you see, Maya is known as Pisachi. Maya is a Pisachi, is a witch. Maya is a witch, you see, Pisachi. Witch, she knows witchcraft, witchcraft, many illusions. She can assume different forms, many forms. You cannot understand her, know her. What way Maya is coming to you, approaching you, enchanting you. Once there was a, can't you sit like this in proper posture? There will be difficulty. Proper posture is to sit. Krishna Katha and Krishna are non-different, not different. You understand? So before Krishna, Bhagavan, you should sit in proper posture. Otherwise there will be offense. You understand? It's a noit. Anyhow, it's proper posture. Sitting posture. Once there was a king's son, what is a prince? A prince, young prince. He went out hunting to a forest. Went out hunting to a forest. In that forest there was an old witch, You understand? There was an old witch. That witch saw a very nice, handsome young prince has come. So I'll have him. I'll enjoy him. So she was an old witch. Old, very old, ugly. Maya is ugly, old. You see? Witch. But she assumed a very nice, beautiful form of a woman, maiden, she assumed. Then came to the front of that prince. The prince was young, and she was a young maiden woman. So she glanced at the prince, cast her glance, you understand? And she had put this Nupur, is just sounding, tinkling, run, jun, run, jun, bangles in hand, run, jun, run, jun, tinkling, like that, and smiling, casting, just making sigh, like this, so much ways, do you understand? Ties, perfect, the prince, oh, very nice, beautiful madam, and also calling me with flower garland in hand. Oh, nice prince, please come, please come, please come, please come. Oh, the prince was attracted. Prince was attracted. So that witch, old witch, captured the prince, captured. Now that prince is under the trap of that witch Maya, old lady, witch. Then she took that prince to her residence and by dint of her witchcraft made the young prince a black goat. Made him a black goat, turned him into a black goat and tied him up to a pillar, you see. Fastened. All right, now stay. Now stay, you see. Just turn him into a black goat. Now young prince is turned into a black goat and tied tightly, fastened tightly to the pillar, you see. Yes, this is. During that time, the whole day time, that prince was a black goat. Black goat tied to that. And during night time, that old witch, that old witch assumes very beautiful maiden form and again makes that goat, black goat, the young prince. It's all. You see. Then as soon as the day breaks, again black goat. Tied. You see. What sort of happiness? What do you derive from such enjoyment, Baba, young prince? Oh, you see. Krishna said, Jai sasparsa bhoga dukha jona yoyivati adyanta vanta kunteya na te suramate buddha. This material enjoyment, fleeting enjoyment, temporary enjoyment, in beginning some little enjoyment, and outcome is unlimited misery, unlimited crying, crying, crying. The young prince was crying, alas, what misfortune, bad fortune came to me. I am tied to this pillar, becoming a black goat. I was prince, so this is enjoyment, his material enjoyment. And Krishna has said that thing. Dukkhalayam asaswatam. I am your only well-wishing friend. Believe me. But you have no belief in Krishna. He is a faithless person. Faithless person. Stand faithless person. You have doubts in Krishna. A pathless one. Sansayatma vinasyati. Krishna says, Sansayatma vinasyati. A pathless person, doubtful person, was doubt in Krishna, the words of Krishna, he must perish. Life after life. Again and again, you'll burn and die and suffer. Because you have no faith in the words of your friend, well-wishing friend. Really, who is your friend? You have doubt. You have doubt, you have faithless person, you must suffer. Suffer, you see. But the Mahajanas, they are very, very magnanimous heart, very, very merciful, very, very merciful. They come here, to causeless mercy, to deliver you from the clutches of Maya, to put an end to your sufferings here, Mahajanas. And in this material world, Mahajanas have said that this is a very dreadful place. Every step, every movement, every step, the Maya puts you in severe test, severe test, severe test. This material world is like an examination hall, isn't it? The university students, they give examination, enter into the examination hall, isn't it? Are you a student? Were you a student? Have you ever entered into that examination hall? Question paper is there, you have to give answer. You understand? Then examiners are there, they will examine and find it's all right. Then you will come out successful, otherwise failure. No, no, blood, failure, failure. No satisfactory answer. So this material world, illusory world, is like an examination hall. Every moment, every stage, you are under examination, test, test, test. Do you understand? How to come out of this test? How can you achieve success in this test, in this examination? How? Do you know? How? You don't know? Yeah, he doesn't know. How to come out successful in the test? You know? Anybody knows? Yes? What?
Chanting.
What chanting? Maya, 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 Maya. Chanting Maya. Chanting what?
Krishna's
name. Yeah?
Krishna's name.
Krishna's name? Who tells you this thing, Baba? Krishna's name. From a very, very birth you know it? Who tells you? Chant Krishna's name. Oh. Mahajana says. Mahajana, Mahajana. Sadhu Mahajana, who is really your well-wishing friend, who only desires your good. Do you understand? Yes. That Mahajana has said. That's the answer. You have to hear the Mahajanas, what they say. Then you will come out successful from this test. Otherwise not. Do you understand? This is examination hall, this material world. And you have to listen Mahajanas, hear Mahajanas, what they say. Then you can very easily come out successful from this test. Otherwise no. Plugged, plugged, every time plugged, every time plugged, every time plugged. No success, no success. Only plugged, plugged, plugged. See? You understand? This is most important thing. My Guru Maharaj is Mahajana, Sadhu Mahajana. Many sadhus, Mahajans, they have come here, they are coming here, they are here also. But we have no qualification to see them, to know them. To see them and to know them. No, we cannot see them, know them, recognize them. Therefore we see, we say, oh, is there any sadhu? Oh, there are no sadhus nowadays. No sadhus. No sadhus. You understand? We say so. But sadhus are there. Mahajanas are there. Because they are so merciful. They are only well-wishing friends of ours. They are coming down here and they are always here, but we cannot see them. We cannot see them. And we have no qualification, we have no proper reason to see them. Therefore we say so. But that's not a fact. You understand? This is the fact. And you should know what the Mahajanas have said. And another thing, first of all you should know who is Mahajan. Who is real sadhu and Mahajan? This first thing you should know. Can anybody say who is Mahajan? Huh? Can anybody say? Yes.
The one who is helping others all the time. Selfless.
Suppose you are very hungry. If someone gives you food, he helps you. So is the Mahajan. Give you some food. Yes. Feeding the hungry. Kshudhartha ko annodano. Feeding the hungry. Feed them. Yes. They will help me. You are a diseased person. You have disease. Like Mother Teresa comes and puts bandages. This is limb of a leprosy patient. And she gets the Nobel Award, Shanti Puroshka. Isi Mahajan. And some persons are there, they open hospitals. Diseased persons are there. They help. Yes. The patients will be treated there, doctors are there. So are they Mahajanas? What's that? How?
No.
What sort of good they are doing? What sort of? Suppose you are hungry, alight. I am sadhu. No, a sadhji came, set, wealthy person. Alight, feed this hungry persons. Feed. How long can you fade? All right. You will eat something, your stomach is filled now, but after few hours, again you feel hungry. Oh, again, food. I am again hungry, Baba. That is. Hungry doesn't, it's not gone. See? And this life, you met death, you died, again you are born. Again hungry. Again died, again born, again hungry. So, they were sort of doing good. It's temporary. Mahajanas never do such temporary good. They do eternal good. That Mahajan is Mahajan. Who does eternally good? Not temporary. Do you understand? Yes, is Mahajan. Eternally good. For the good, there would be no hungry. Do you understand? No disease. No oldness, no death, no birth for the good. It's all stopped. Mahajanas do such thing. Not temporary good. Do you understand? That's Mahajana. The Mahajanas do like that. In Shastra, you'll find Srimad Bhagavatam. Essence of all Vedic scripture, you'll find Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the definition given. Who is real Mahajana? You'll find in sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find is Mahajana. He said, Daivi, Maya, those who are never at any circumstances would never be bewildered, never be attracted, never be enchanted by Maya. They are Mahajanas. Do you understand? That's what Srimad Bhagavatam said. never be attracted towards Maya, never be enchanted by Maya, never be built up by Maya, at any circumstances. They are Mahajanas. They are real sadhus and Mahajanas. In other words, I must say, they have developed Krishna praying, love of Krishna. They only see Krishna, all beautiful Krishna. This morning I was telling there, in that temple, isn't it? Sees all beautiful Krishna, all beautiful. Source of all beauty, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Soham. Whose beauty excels the beauty of the crores of cupids, crores of cupids. Such beautiful is Krishna. See, if you have vision, if you have eye, see such beauty. See, then your eye will never be attracted to any illusory beauty. Maya has no beauty at all, ugly. Spitting. An old witch, ugly old witch. You understand? See Krishna. And the Mahajanas help you. They are always ready to help you. Ready to help you. How to develop such vision to see the all beautiful Krishna. Then you will never be attracted towards Maya. They are doing so good to us. They are really our well-wishing friends. You understand? And it is also said in 6th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Jamaraj says to his dutas, messengers. You understand? Jamaraj says to his messengers, you messengers, you go and bring those persons to me. To whom? What is his instruction? What Jamaraj gave instruction to his messengers, to whom they will bring? You know? Whom they will bring? What Jamaraj has said in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? Tananayo! Bring them to me, those who are not hearing the Mahajanas, those who are not lending their ears what Mahajana says. Krishna Katha, when Mahajana opens his mouth, he only speaks about all beautiful Krishna, transcendental pastimes, nectarian. One who doesn't lend his ear to Mahajanas, Jamaraj said, bring them to me. Bring them to me. You understand? Yes. How many are listening in Australia? So are opening their dates, their gates to the hall, to Jamaraj's court. And the messengers of Jamaraj are coming and taking them. Hey, chalo, come to the court of Jamaraj, you rascal. You are not hearing Mahajana Katha. Understand? Many are summoned by Jamaraj. Understand, isn't it? Yes, Mahajana. So merciful. So now I'll sing the song of a Mahajan, what Mahajan have said. The song of Mahajan, I'll sing the song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great Mahajan in our Vaishnava Sampradaya, and what he has written. Can you recite with me? Can't recite. Recite, Mahajana. Pada Mahadana Padavali, recite, recite. That will be the success of your tongue, Baba, your tongue. To recite Mahadana Padavali. Why? What is the use of such tongue? You have got tongue? But you cannot recite this like a frog. Frog dog. Juhasati darduri ke vasuta na chopagayati urugaya gatha. Juhasati darduri ke vasuta na chopagayati urugaya gatha. Juha, tongue. One was gotten this tongue, but not chants Mahajana katha, sangeet song, Krishna katha. That tongue is as good as tongue of a frog. Frog. Thereby frog calls snake. Oh snake, I am here. Come, come, come. Devour me, devour me, devour me. You understand? Calling snake, devour frog, come, come, I am here, I am here, I am here. So you have gotten tongue, but you cannot recite Mahajana song, cannot chant Krishna katha, Krishna kirtan. Thereby you are calling Jamaraj, I am here, take me, deliver me. Yes, you see. Alright, let me sing. It's very nice to sing that the use, proper use of the tongue, proper use of the tongue, and hearing also, proper use of the ear. Ear. Can I sing? I'm not a good singer. Still I sing. I like to sing Mahajana song. It's all nice, you see. It's all nice. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu nahi. Amar
bolite
prabhu ar kichu. Nobody can see. I am helpless. I am helpless, Mr. President, you see, I am helpless. Nobody helps me, nobody helps me. What shall I do? I am helpless, I am helpless. So many persons are here, nobody is ready to help me. You must make some arrangement, Mr. President. Yeah, it's President. Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Yeah, do you understand, Jai Srila Prabhu? You should make arrangement. I am helpless. And your duty is to help me. And encourage everybody to help me. I need help. I am in need of help. Do you understand? I'll try to help me. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu nahi.
Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu nahi.
Tumi amar matro pita bondho bhai. Tumi amaro matro
pita bandhu bhai.
Bandhu dhara suto suta tobo dasi daso. Bandhu
dhara suto suta tobo dasi daso.
Sei to so monde sobe amaro proyaso. Sei to ধন জন গৃহ দ্বার তোমার বলিয়া ধন
জন গৃহ দ্বার তোমার
রক্ষা করি আমি মাত্র সেবক করি আমি মাত্র তোমার কাজরে তোরে উপার জীব ধন তোমার আমার বলিতে প্রভু আর কিছু নাই, তুমি আমার মাত্র পিতা বন্ধু ভাই। দিস ইজ ও সুপ্রিম লর্ড কৃষ্ণ, দ্যার ইজ নাথিং হিয়ার দ্যাট আই সে ইটস মাইন, নো, ইজ দ্যার এনিথিং ইউ সে দ্যাটস ইয়োর, হোয়াটস ইউর নেম, ইউর নেম দাস, ইউ আর দাস, মহাত্মা দাস, আচ্ছা, আর যে নেম, রিয়েল নেম, লিগাল নেম, মোহিনী, মহেন্দ্র, আচ্ছা, ও, সো মহেন্দ্র, ডু, আর ইউ সেইং দ্যাট দিস ইজ মাইন, এনিথিং ইজ দ্যাট দ্যাট ইউ কলস, ইউ সে দিস মাইন, হ্যাঁ, নো, ইউ নেভার সে, ইউ সে, হিয়ার ইউ আর, now saying, you are telling lie. No, I don't say. Don't tell a lie. Speak the truth. You understand? Mahajan said, Bhaktivinoda, Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu na. There is nothing that I say, this is mine. Because everything belongs to Krishna. Isn't it? Everything belongs to Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati janma adiyasya tato. Repeated. You find all these things. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, అంసర్వస్య ప్రభు సర్వలోక మహేశ్వర అండ్ ది సుప్రీం ప్రొప్రైటర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఐ ఆమ్ ది మనేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ యు సీ హియర్. వేదాంత సూత్రం సేస్, ఫాస్ట్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం సేస్ సంథింగ్ జన్మాద్యస్య దత ఆల్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇస్ సీ దర్ ఆల్ ఆల్ ఇమానేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు కృష్ణ. Can you say anything that this is mine? Is your body yours? Is your body yours? Do you belong to you? Your? No. Oh, Krishna, I am yours. Isn't it? Krishna, I am tomar. Oh, Krishna, I am yours. Yes? I am his eternal servant. He is my eternal master. Isn't it? He is my eternal master and his eternal servant. I do not belong to me. I belong to him. This Mahajan said this is a fact. Isn't it? But this bewildered soul here, conditioned soul says, I, mine, atah griha khetra sutapta bite janasya mohayam aham mameti. Fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, అధగృహక్షేత్ర సుతాత్వీతే జనస్య మోహయం అహం మమేతి. అహం ఐ, మమేతి మై. ఓ దిస్ హౌస్, ఓ దిస్ మై హౌస్, మై బిల్డింగ్, ఐ హావ్ బిల్ట్ ఇట్, ఐ ఆమ్ ది ఓనర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బిల్డింగ్. గృహ మై క్షేత్ర, ఓ దిస్ ల్యాండ్, దిస్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు మీ. I am the owner of this land, this landed property of landlord here. Rakhetra, Sutta, oh, the children, the son, the daughter, they are mine, mine, my son, my daughter. Apto, these friends, these are all my friends. Vitto, this wealth, this bank balance, oh, mine, mine, mine. అథ గృహ క్షేత్ర సుత ఆప్తీర్ జనస్య మోహయం అహం మమేతి. మహాజన్ సేజ్, శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సేజ్, ప్రమాణమవళం శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ప్రమాణమవళం. శ్రీమద్ మహాప్రభు సేజ్, స్పాట్లెస్ ప్రూఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, ద ఎవిడెన్స్ గివెన్, ద కన్క్లూజన్స్ గివెన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, స్పాట్లెస్ ప్రూఫ్, నో రాంగ్, స్పాట్లెస్ ప్రూఫ్, అమోళ. You understand? Bhagavata je nama ne se javana samo tar sastha che janme janme prabhu jama. If someone will never accept Srimad Bhagavatam, he is mlecha, he is javan. He must be punished life after life by jamaraj. Definite way. Bhagavata says this thing. This is moha. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. I and mine, this is known as moha, delusion. In English we said delusion. Aham mameti. Mahajan says, there is nothing that I can say. Mine. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu na. Everything belongs to him. But here bewildered soul, conditioned soul says that everything, mine, mine, I, mine. You understand? There is an English poem named Alexander Selkirk. Anybody knows that poem? Famous poem, a famous English poet, William Cowper or something else. Yes, when I was a student, I was reading that in Jajila Prabhu, you know. No. Famous, William Cowper. He's a famous poet, English poet. I was reading in university courses. This known of that poem is Alexander Selkirk. You understand? He was a criminal, so so punishment was inflicted on to him, that he was put into a very solitary place, you understand, in the island, far off island, island in the middle of sea, everywhere is circled, surrounded by water. It's a small island, like Fiji Island, very small island. But in Fiji there are people, inhabitants are there. In that island, no inhabitant, no, nothing, nobody, not a single person is there. He was only put there, that prisoner. So he said, "Oh, I am the monarch, all I survey. I am the monarch, all I survey. I am the monarch, all I survey." Because nobody is here, I am only here. This is all belongs to me, I am the monarch here. And the monarch, all I survey. Do you understand? This is more delusion. and says, the deluded soul says, everything belongs to me. I am the owner, I and mine. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu na. There is nothing that I can say belongs to me. Tumi amar matro pita bandhu bhai. Oh, Supreme Lord Krishna, you are my father, you are my friend, you are my brother, you are everything to me. Nobody else is there. Isn't it? This is a fact. This is a fact. Have full faith in it, what Mahajana says. Really, you will be benefited. You will be benefited. You will be benefited. Put faith, strong faith, in the words of Mahajana, really you'll get real benefit. Real benefit. Mahajana, what it says. Bandhu dara suto suta tobo dasi dasa. Seito samande sobe amar prayasa. The so-called friends here, material friends, isn't it? Mahendra, you have many friends here? Your friends, isn't it? That's you, they are your friends. My friends, my friends. The so-called friends here, the so-called wife, you are a wife? Yes, my wife, dear wife. You see? The friends, the wife, the sons, the daughters. Do you understand? The people are so, yes, my friend, my wife, my son, my daughter. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bandhu dara suto suta tobo dasi das. Oh Krishna, all these friends, my wife, whatever I say, my wife, my son and my daughter, they are all your servants. Your maid servants and servants. They never belong to me. Do you understand? Saito samande sobe amar prayas. Only one relationship is here. One relationship. What is that relationship? Do you know it? You don't know. You have established some relationship with somebody or somebodies. You have. What sort of relationship is that? You have a wife? You are no wife. You are unmarried fellow, bachelor. You are a bachelor. And you will accept a wife, isn't it, in future? Looking, searching after, looking after it. After that desire is there. Anyhow, very nice that you are bachelor. But you have parents, father, mother, yes, then you have relationship with them, father and son relationship, pita-putra-samandha, isn't it, and you have some friends, so friend relationship, bandhu-bandha-samandha, isn't it? You have servant? Have you any servant? No servant? You do all your work yourself? Don't depend upon anybody. So if somebody has some servant, So he says the servant, master and servant relationship, isn't it? If somebody, this grihastha, they have wife, you have wife? No. Jai Srila Prabhu has wife. Yes. So this husband and wife relationship, isn't it? All these relationships are here in this material world. Five types of relationships. Father and son relationship, and friend and friend relationship, and master and servant relationship, and other relationship. These five types of relationships are here in this material world. And these are all material relationships. Relationships based on this body, isn't it? It's based on body. And as soon as body is finished, the relationship gone. Relationship gone. If father dies, then relationship is finished. So, mister, where is your father? Don't you know? My father died. He is not now. My father died. He's already dead. I have no father, so there is no relationship. Father and son relationship is finished. As soon as the body is finished, that relationship, body relationship is all finished, isn't it? If your wife will die, then you say, oh, my wife died. So relationship finished. This is temporary relationship, and all these relationships give you unlimited misery. Unlimited misery. Yes, this bodily relationship, the temporary relationship, material relationship give you unlimited misery. Isn't it, Mahendra? Yes, yes, definitely, yes. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajana says, Saito samundhe sobe o samundho amar. Saito samundhe sobe amar prayas. Oh Lord, I want to establish only one relationship. Do you understand? What is that? A relationship with you. And that relationship is eternal relationship, not temporary relationship, not bodily relationship. The relationship of the soul. The soul is eternal, and you are a super soul, you are eternal. So relationship is eternal relationship. And all these relationships should be based on this one relationship, the relationship with Krishna. Mahaprabhu has said that thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna de mukhya samandha. Mahaprabhu has said that. Krishna de mukhya samandha is the chief relationship. Relationship with Krishna is the chief relationship. And only relationship, ekamatra samandha, is eternal relationship. Sasvata samandha, not temporary relationship. Do you understand? And that relationship will never put you any misery. No, there is no misery at all. It's all pleasure, happiness. Do you understand? Because Krishna is all pleasure. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Brahma Sangita says, Sat Chit Anandamaya Vigraha. Ananda means pleasure. All pleasure. Do you understand? So relationship with Krishna is pleasurable relationship. It's not miserable relationship. Material relationship is a miserable relationship. Temporary and miserable. Relationship with Krishna is eternal and pleasurable. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajana says, Saito samande sobe amar prayas. I have only this desire, O Lord, to establish this relationship with you. And all these relationships, so-called relationships here, husband and wife relationship, father and son relationship, friend and friend relationship, master and servant relationship, and other relationship, let all these relationships be based on this one relationship, relationship with Krishna. Do you understand? Then this will be real relationship. And that relationship will never put you in any misery at all, pleasure. Do you understand, Mahendra? But we have not established that relationship. So you are, we are put into unlimited miseries here. Material world. And Mahajan says, how he is our well-wisher, you see? Dhana jana gruha dvara tomar bolya rakhya kori ami matro seva kohoya. You, O Supreme Lord Krishna, all this wealth, all these followers, all these men, all this home, family, everything belongs to you. Everything belongs to you, nothing mine. Do you understand? Then who are you, Mahendra? Huh? Solo? What is this? Speaking theoretically. Theoretically speaking, not practical. I'm Brahmasmi. It's only theoretical speaking. I'm body, aham sarir, aham sarir. I am body. Say, I'm Brahmasmi. Theoretically speaking. You see what Mahajana says. Dhana jana gruhadvaro tomar bolya rakhya kori ami matro sevakoya. This wealth, this home, this house, this building, this followers, all belong to you. And I am your servant. And you have given me this responsibility to maintain and look after your family. Do you understand? Mahendra, yeah, you understand this, Mahendra. Om Brahmasmi, wo baat nahi chalega. Nahi hoga, Baba. Rakhya karyami matro sevakohya, O Lord, I am your servant. You are my master and you have ordered me. Master orders the servant. Do this, isn't it? And the servant carries out the order of his master. So you are my eternal master, I am your eternal servant, and this is your whole family. This building, this wealth, this family members, everything belongs to me. You, and you have ordered me to take care of all of your family members. As a obedient servant, I am just executing your order. It's nothing mine. You understand, Mahendra? How nice it is. But we never say so. We say, mine. I am maintaining. I am the maintainer. I am the master. I am the owner. I am the maintainer. I am the door. Everything. I, mine. Janasya mahayam ammamiti. You understand? God Mahajana says, Tomar karjare tave upar jivadhano, tomar sansara veyo korivo bohano. You see, when you have a family, you have to maintain the family. Isn't it? You have to fulfill their needs. Isn't it? Their fooding, their clothing, their upkeep, their education, wedding, and guarding treatment. This is there. So many needs are there. So money is required. Isn't it? So you are earning money to keep, to maintain your family. But here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomaro karjore tobe upar jivadhana. Tomar samsara beyo karivabhana. I will earn money, do you understand, to spend it for the maintenance of your family. Your family. Do you understand? Tomar karjore tobe upar jivadhana. To do your work, I'll earn money. to maintain your family, I will earn money. Do you understand? That Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I never earn money to maintain my family. Do you understand? I'll never earn money to maintain my this building or wealth or anything. No. To maintain your family. This is your family, isn't it? That's definitely Krishna's family. Isn't it? It's Krishna's family. As for example, practically you see, so many family members are, how many family members are here? Jai Srila Prabhu. In this temple, this is your home, and you are the family head man. Isn't it? How many members are here? 34 members are here, so the big family, you see. Jai Srila Prabhu is maintaining such a big family. 34 members. You say that's your family? It's Krishna's family. And Krishna's, you are the servant of Krishna. Krishna is your master and Jaswara. Maintain my family. And you are doing, isn't it? It's practical demonstration, you see. It's practical demonstration. And Mahajana said the same thing. It's practical demonstration. Jaswara does not say that my family. Nobody here will say it's mine. No, it belongs to Krishna. We are all his family members. We are maintaining. रक्षा करिया मैं मात्र सेवा कहिया तुम्हार कार्य तो मैं उपाधि बहन तुम्हार संसार व्यय करी बहन भालो मंद नहीं जानी सेवा मात्र करी तुम्हार संसार आमी विषय प्रहरी यस यस आई एम जस्ट कम फिनिशिंग आई एम लेट आर यू बोर्ड बोर्ड कृष्ण कथा वेरी अट्रैक्टिंग चैंटिंग अट्रैक्टिंग भालो मंद नहीं जानी सेवा मात्र करी তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রহরী আই ডোন্ট নো ওয়েদার আই এম ডুইং গুড অর ব্যাড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড আই ডোন্ট নো লর্ড ওয়েদার আই এম ডুইং গুড অর ব্যাড ওনলি আই এম সার্ভিং ইউ ওনলি আই এম এক্সিকিউটিং ইউর অর্ডার প্রভু আই ডোন্ট নো ওয়েদার আই এম ডুইং গুড অর ব্যাড আই এম ওনলি এক্সিকিউটিং ইউর অর্ডার আই এম ওনলি সার্ভিং ইউ ও লর্ড তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রহরী ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মহাজন অলসো সে বিষয় সকল সকলি মাধব ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড জয় শ্রীলা প্রভু বিষয় সকল সকলি মাধব ওয়ান দি পার্সন হু হ্যাজ সম ল্যান্ডেড প্রপার্টি ল্যান্ড মেটেরিয়াল অ্যাসেট মেটেরিয়াল He is known as Visoi Lok. Do you understand? Visoi Lok. In English, Sanskrit we say Visoi. Do you understand? Material asset, material property, material landed property, material wealth. He enjoys it. He is bhogi. Visoya bhogi. Do you understand? Material enjoyer. Enjoys material asset. He is known as Visoi. But Mahajana say, বিষয় সকল সকলি মাধব বট ইভরি বিষয় এভরিথিং বিলংস টু মাধব মাধব ইজ ওনলি বিষয় ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি শিলা প্রভু আই এম নট বিষয় ইউ আর নট বিষয় নো বডি মহেন্দ্র ইজ নট বিষয় মহেন্দ্র আর ইউ বিষয় স্পিকিং ফ্রম লিপস লিপস বিষয় পক্কা বিষয় হ্যা পক্কা বিষয় হ্যা নো from lips, you see. Nobody, Madhava, Visaya, Sakala, Sakali, Madhava, only Madhava is the Visaya, isn't it? That's a fact. But the builder says, I am. Said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomaro sansare ami Visaya prahari. I am just a watchdog. Do you understand? Just I am a watchdog. Just watching your Visaya, O Madhava. Isn't it? I am just a watchdog. I am just a watchdog. Now, have you kept a dog, Mahendra? Alsacian and dog. Bah, bah, bah! Dog barks. Isn't it? Have you kept a dog? Many people have kept dogs here. Yeah. So, shall I finish? continue? Only two. Tomar sansare ami bisoyo prohori. Oh Lord, I am a watchdog who is guarding your property, oh Lord, I am a dog, I am a watchman here only. I am only watchman. You have kept a watchman, Mahendra? No watchman, no watchdog. Oh, dakayat will come, take it away. Security. Oh, that watchman is there, yeah. Yeah, that's watchman. But here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh Lord, I am a watchman. In your sansara, I am just guarding your property, isn't it? At night, the security guard guards your property, isn't it? Does he say it's my property? No, Mahendra's property, he has kept me, isn't it? So, oh Lord, it's all your property. I am your watchman, watchdog. I'm just guarding. He says, Tomar ichaya mor indriya charana sravana darsana grahana bhojana vasana. Oh Lord, according to your will, I am utilizing my senses. You understand? I am utilizing my senses according to your will. That means, in other words, I engage all my senses in your service. Do you understand? In your service. My eyes see your beautiful vigraha, deity form, beautiful form. My ear hears your nectarian katha. I only engage my ears in that. First I told, you have ear. You have ear. If you cannot hear Krishna katha, if you cannot hear Krishna katha, then what is the use of that ear? Mahendra. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Sovira varaustra karai sanstuta purusa pasu na jat karna patho peta jatuna mangadagraja. Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, says this thing. Sovira varaustra karai sanstuta purusa pasu na jat karna patho peta jatuna mangadagraja. You have got ears, Mahendra. But if you cannot hear Krishna katha, do you understand? You cannot be categorized as a human being. You are like a dog, stool eating hog, camel, ass, animals. Having got an ear, if you won't hear Krishna katha, Mahajana katha, you are like one of them, like dogs, hogs, asses, camel. Do you understand? You are like that. Bilevator urukrama vikraman jena smanta karna pute narasya juha sati dadurike vasuta na chopagayati urugayogatha. You have got ear, but you are not hearing Krishna katha. What is the use of such ear? These are only mere holes, 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 holes. The snake will live there. Snake will live there. It's mere holes, not ears. And your tongue is not chanting Krishna nam, Krishna guna, Krishna katha. The tongue of a dog. Oh snake, I am here, come, 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 devour me, culling. Jamaraj, oh death, come, 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 take me, you see, that. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Barahite te noyane naranam lingani visnana nirikhyatajo, padamunam drumadanma bhajo, khyatrani nanu vradata harerjo. Srimad Bhagavatam says, second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. You have an eye, but you don't come to the temple and see the beautiful form of the Lord. Radha Madhava, you see how beautiful. Then what is that eye? Barahite te, a painted eye in the peacock tree there. Painted eye in the peacock tree there. That eye, no, it's not real eye. You understand? Bahe baraha ite ite na yannada. And you have leg. You understand? You never come and circumambulate. The temple circumambulate. The dham, Mathura dham, Vrindavan dham, Mayapur dham. What is those legs? It's like tree trunks standing. Tree trunk. Like tree trunks standing in one place. In that sense. You understand? What is it? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomar ichaya mora indriya chalana srabana darsana grahana bhojana vasana. Oh Lord, I utilize all my senses in your service. I hear your katha in my ears. I smell nice scented tulsi offered to you in my nose. I see your beautiful form, O Lord, in the temple, deity form, in through my eyes. I accept your prasad, nice tasty prasad, Krishna prasad, that I utilize my tongue, tasting your prasad. Bhujan basan. Nija sukha lagi kichu nahi koriyar. Bhakati vinoda bole tava sukha sad. I don't do anything for my own pleasure and happiness. I'll do everything, O Lord, for your pleasure and happiness. You understand? This is Mahajana Katha. If you accept it, and just practically observe it, apply it in your daily life, then your life will be successful. You'll achieve supreme success in your life. The Mahajana is so well-wishing friend of ours. He gives us such nice instruction. Thank you. Question? Yes, all right. Any question?
See, the role of the sadhu in Vaishnava Sampradaya towards the devotees.
Huh?
What is the role of the sadhu in Vaishnava Sampradaya?
In Vaishnava Sampradaya? Yes.
What is the role of the sadhu?
I said, the role of a sadhu. Bhakti Vinod is a sadhu. Mayankur Maharaj is a sadhu. And who is a sadhu? Sadhu Mahajan. Sadhu means completely surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Nija sukha lagi kichu nahi koriyar. Bhakti Vinoda bole tabo sukha sa. That sadhu says and does. He never does anything for his own pleasure and happiness. He does everything for the pleasure and happiness of Krishna. Do you understand? And he is never attracted by Maya at any circumstances. He is sadhu and mahatma. Never attracted by Maya. Because he always sees all beautiful form of Krishna. All beautiful form. Do you understand? So there is no beauty in his vision. No beauty. Material beauty is no beauty, it's ugly. You understand? His sadhana mahadhan. His sadhana mahadhan. That is Vaishnava sadhana mahadhan. Real. You understand? Yes, that's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. Yes?
Maharaj, you quoted that I don't know if I'm doing good or bad, only that I'm doing, only that I'm fulfilling your desire.
Yes.
So how can one at any time know that he's trying to fulfill the Lord's desire rather than his own? I mean, it can be very confusing at times.
Confusing?
Yeah.
You see, you don't know, you are a conditioned soul, you cannot understand and you cannot know what is the desire of the Lord. Do you understand? You cannot know. Only those who are liberated soul, not only mere liberated, but very intimately associates, confidential associates of the Lord. Do you understand? Eternal associates. They know what is Krishna's desire. Do you understand? They know. Conditioned soul cannot know, ordinary jiva cannot know it. So those eternal associates, those Mahajanas, they out of causeless mercy come here to this material world. They are the true bona fide representatives of the Lord. They know Krishna. They know what Krishna wants, what Krishna desires. They will tell you. You ask them, they will tell you what Krishna wants from you. How can you please Krishna? Do you understand? Yes. What they say, that is Krishna's desire. Krishna speaks through them. Krishna speaks through them. They are Krishna's mouthpiece. You understand? Yes. You cannot know by yourself. Understand it. That's the only process.